Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
This is Cindy Croft. I'm director of the Center for Inclusive Childcare, and I'm sitting here today with Priscilla Weigel, who is an inclusion consultant with our organization. Priscilla, welcome. I'm glad to have you here.
Thanks. Great to be here.
First, I'd like to have you start out and explain to everyone what is an inclusion consultant.
An inclusion consultant is really a support person that provides strategies and intervention ideas for early childhood professionals. It can be family child care providers, it can be center child care, it can be preschool teachers, early childhood, kind of anyone that's working with little kids. And my role is really to go in and help them do their job to the best of their ability and provide great answers and support that help them kind of want to go to work every day and spend time with kids. And also really the underlying theme is to make sure that all children are being successful and being set up for success on a daily basis.
Well, that sounds really helpful and very exciting as well. Maybe you could share some of the sorts of questions that you get from the early childhood community over the course of the last year or so.
All right, I would love to. It's never dull. There's always exciting questions thrown my way. Common ones that come up, lots of times, children. I think we tend to assume that children just automatically know how to play and how to interact successfully, and probably the majority of the calls are just the issues that occur for children who are having challenges in play situations. How do they interact with their peers? How can I help someone who doesn't have any friends or doesn't seem to know how to make friends and keep friends? Lots of social issues. There are also a lot of calls and questions about aggression, aggressive behavior, children who are really acting out a lot and having challenges that way, looking at the environment in different settings and saying, is there something that we're doing as a center or as a home or, you know, before the children even arrive, is there a way to kind of set things up and set the stage so that a child can be successful, whether that means looking at your schedule, your routine, how many transitions you have, all those things happen. I do a lot of work with just looking at the environment and saying, boy, you know what, this is great over here. Let's try to set up a quiet area in this corner so that it provides children an outlet when they're overwhelmed. Other questions that come up are just general red flags in development, delays, kids who are just kind of lagging behind the curve as far as teachers that look at their whole group and say, wow, this child seems to not be, you know, keeping up with their peers in a lot of different areas. Early signs of autism, sensory issues, you know, just a wide variety. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's really interesting. Do you find that you often go back to the same center or childcare program with your consultation?
Yeah, I've worked with quite a few centers now for, you know, a period of a few years. Just they know to call CICC and say, boy, we've got another child that we're feeling like we could be doing something more for. And so helping providers really, it's another set of eyes. I think that when we spend day-to-day in the same setting, you look at the same group, you kind of have the same toys, and you kind of get stuck sometimes thinking, is it just me? Maybe this child is just pushing my buttons. Maybe I'm doing something, or maybe it's all the child's issue. And so it's sometimes really helpful to just have that other set of eyes come in and just say, you know what, it's a combination of different things, or you know, just tweak this part of your day and I think you're gonna have a lot smoother afternoon. Or so there's a lot of relationships that I've built over the years that are just easy, and directors just call or providers just call and say, I just have a question. Sometimes it's just chatting over the phone. And that helps too. So it doesn't mean a huge, long, detailed process. But there's also lots of help with just helping providers connect with parents and answer those questions that parents might have. And I think that that's often the most challenging part of our job, is working with families, because every family is different and every situation is different. And so helping providers kind of bridge that communication piece is really important. And I do a lot of that.
That leads me to a question. What really is your process when you go in to do a consultation? Like, I know it might involve different things with different programs, but what might a consultation look like for you?
Typically, once we receive the call through CICC and our consultation coordinator, Dear Anderson, we send out those important consent forms that we must have if we're going to look at a specific child. Once those are signed, then I set up an appointment with the child care provider or the director, depending on, you know, if it's a center, if a family child care, and setting up a time. I usually try to connect with them and talk a little bit about the child, get a feel for the child over the phone and what their concerns are as far as why they contacted us initially. And then I go out and spend usually 1 to 2 hours that first time just seeing the child in their natural setting. I park myself in a corner and most of the kids come over and say, "Who are you? Are you someone's mom? Or, you know, are you a new teacher?" And I usually just say, "You know what? I heard this is a really fun place, and I'm going to hang out and play for a while and just watch you play. I'm not going to play. Actually, I'm going to clarify that. I'm not going to play because you get 15 children coming over and asking you to read a story or, you know, part of the staff. But I really just watch and stress to the provider to just do their typical routine and not to change anything so I can see the child in their typical day.
Well, that sounds so wonderful, and I know from our experiences that this has been a very valuable tool for the early childhood community in terms of retention of children with mm-hmm. special needs. And maybe you could just speak for a moment about what you know about retention for the children that you've worked with.
Sure. I think that when there's a child that's really challenging, our first reaction is to say, "This is too hard. It's too hard. I can't do it. Please make it better." And so really what I do is try to help make it better by giving that provider support on a day-to-day basis to say, "You know what? I know it's hard. Yeah, this is a tough, tough behavior that you're dealing with. So I'm going to give you these strategies." And what I do, kind of to follow up with what we were talking about earlier, just as far as the process, once I do those observations, and I typically try to do 2 to 3 because I want to see the child in different parts of their day and not just have this perfect little, because the day that I go to observe that child is that child's super best day. And mm-hmm. the teachers always say that, or the provider will always mm-hmm. say, "Wow, they have not had a great day like this." So I don't know if it's something intuitive that kids just feel like, "Oh, there's a visitor here, I need to do something different." So I never just go once because I always see a different picture. But then I would do a write-up of recommendations that goes to the provider and also to the parents at home, so they're getting the same information. And then I just work with the provider to help go through those recommendations, and they don't have to start by using them all and infusing them all into their day, but just letting them pick their top two and just say, "Okay, we're going to work on these for 2 to 3 weeks. And odds are we're going to see some changes in behavior." Mm-hmm. And then I follow up after that period of time saying, "How is it going? How do you feel things are? Do you see positive changes?" Sometimes they say yes, sometimes they say no. Then we have to get back together and say, "Okay, I'll come back out and we'll see what we can do." But most of the time, and this is really, you know, I think the positive piece about this consultation program, most of the time when those strategies are truly consistently used between home and school and childcare, we see the positive changes. Right. And that child gets mm-hmm. to see success, and that provider sees success, and then everybody you can just sense the tension releasing and that mm-hmm. comfort and calm coming back to the setting. And so it's really been a real positive thing.
Oh, that is fantastic. I want to thank you so much, Priscilla, for being here with us today for Inclusion Matters. Over the course of the next few weeks, we're going to have Priscilla share with us some specific consultation questions and answers that she has dealt with over the course of her work with the CICC. And so I will welcome you back in another month or so, and we'll have some more questions.
Great. I'll look forward to it.
All right.
That's all for now. See you next time.